copy that. I'm gonna go down under the dirt and find a bomb, cause I'm Gears of War man.
Yes. Well, in case you haven't figured it out, this is the BenHeck.com podcast, episode number 55.
Wow, it's like the same as the speed limit.
We've shit out 55 of these things.
Literally.
The person making snarky remarks in the background is Jason Jones.
Yes. I have somehow been here for all 55 of them.
As have our listeners, apparently, or at least some of them.
You fools, run away while you can.
I learned Jedi stuff from Count Dooku.
Okay, well, yeah, last week we were going to discuss movie cliches, but I think we'd already discussed that before, and so I think Joan suggested we do a listener podcast mailbag question and answer session, so
yes.
That's what we've done.
Because me and Ben have to come up with topics all the time. Usually Ben comes up with most of them, because I'm not that creative, but I figure you got hundreds of people out there that can probably come up with some interesting questions, so why not?
Then
plus, you're the people that listen to this goddamn thing, so might as
democracy
well.
Democracy in action.
That's right.
Okay, well, do you want to talk about new games and stuff, or should we go
sure.
right into
that?
Okay, well, what have you been playing lately?
Well, I think in the last podcast I mentioned that I wanted to play Call of Duty World at War, and then Best Buy, I think it was, had it for like $35 a few weeks ago, so I was like, well, I obviously can't refuse this. So I picked it up and played it, beat the campaign, which was pretty sweet, and I actually got into the multiplayer on it, and it's, it's just a really cool game, it's well done. I haven't gotten a chance to do the co-op and the campaign yet, but from people I've talked to, they said it's pretty cool, so.
It's a pretty popular game on live, from what I've seen.
Yeah, every time I do a multiplayer match, it's always, like, full, so it's, it's pretty cool. I like that they've got, like, the Pacific setting in it. It's kind of a nice change from just fighting in Europe all the time in, like, past World War II games, so. But yeah, then I also picked up this past weekend at the Circuit City Death Party. I got Fable 2 for, like, 20% off.
Death.
And Fable
2. Sounds like an Oingo Boingo song. Going to a death party.
Oh no, Danny Elfman.
Yes, Danny Elfman before he was not as cool as he is now, or then.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
But yeah, so Fable 2 is pretty awesome. I started playing it Saturday, I guess, and got pretty consumed by it. It's basically like a mature Zelda, I guess, with like more depth, if I had to classify it as something.
And it has STDs, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, you can you can get condoms, and it's just really weird. Like, the first like, you can dig up buried treasure, like your dog will find buried shit. First thing I ever dug up was a goddamn condom.
So it's like at the beach.
And I'm like, who would use this thing?
Wait, but, you mean, like, after it was dug up, or...?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was in the wrapper, supposedly, but, you know, I don't know, I just thought it was funny, but yeah, you can, you know, have unprotected sex and get STDs and whatever, I guess, and then you can get married in it and have kids, and it's very, like, open-ended, like, you can just go off and do stuff and not really have to worry about the quest a lot of the time, and I don't know, it's just a really, really cool game. I was kind of surprised by how much I liked it.
Or...
Yeah, it's kind of like a Zelda Oblivion type game, I guess. I don't know. Because, yeah, you can buy, like, your own homes, and you can buy furniture and everything, and you can actually have, like, multiple wives, because you can go to all these different regions, and so you can buy, like, a different house in another region and have a different wife there. there's, like, an achievement for being a bigamist. but, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty cool. I haven't gotten to try the co-op out on that yet either, but...
Hey, here's that video game chart site.
Oh, yes.
Fable 2 sold 2.4 million copies.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but if you look at the main site, look at, like, the top five games. They're all on the Wii. The top four, I mean.
Yeah.
Apparently, Wii Sports counts.
Lame.
Ugh, it's so dumb.
Like, Wii Sports and Wii Play should have, like, big asterisks next to them.
Yeah.
In my book. But, Yeah, anyway, Fable 2, it's really cool. I mean, anybody who likes kind of fantasy or RPG type games, you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not playing it, I think. It's really neat. When I started playing it, it reminded me a lot of, like, kind of the feel of, like, Harry Potter. Like, that's just kind of how the world felt when I started playing it. Maybe it's because you started out as a kid in it, I don't know, but it just kind of had that magical sense about it, I don't know. Yeah, it's a cool game. It's Fable 2 and Call of Duty 5 are definitely two of the best games I've played that came out last year, I would say. So, I'd probably revise my Rock Band 2 as best game of the year thing, having played both of these since, but...
I guess, what have I been playing?
Left 4 Dead.
No, I played it a few nights ago. I played through a Fallout 3 some more because I wanted to like have an evil character this time because there's new achievements.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, we haven't had a podcast since you got Left 4 Dead, I don't think. Because we did the Christmas podcast and you got that for Christmas.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah, so I got Left 4 Dead for Christmas.
For and PC, right?
I'm on Steam, and my name is Ben underscore Heck, if you want to add me. Yeah, I think it's overrated. You know, they say, oh, this is the best multiplayer game of the year, and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but it's fun. I mean, it's... I don't know really how to put it. It's like... you're like in a zombie movie. It's kind of like more... It's more with guns rather than, like, objects like the excellent Dead Rising game, but it's I would describe it as being, like, it being in a video game version of the Planet Terror movie that Robert Rodriguez did and the Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead. It's pretty fast-paced and runs really super smooth because it's, you know, Valve game. They usually run pretty well. Yeah, pretty fun. It has, like, multiplayer versus where, like, it's, like, zombies versus people. I don't really enjoy that so much, because being a zombie kind of sucks. Apparently they've made it better in the update, but, the main co-op is pretty cool. You run around, and you've got the four main characters, and they're kind of, you know, different kinds of people, and it's like, you know, kind of like a horror movie. And, one of the best features is, you can take a break if you want to go to the bathroom or get a beer or whatever, or milk. And you just click the button, say take a break, and then the computer will run your character while you're gone.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty handy. I'd like to see that more in the future.
Yeah, I know there were a couple times when I was playing Call of Duty that would have been nice.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you get a little bit of a break between matches and that, but shit, there's like so many people playing that game that you can be like, you know, right back in another match within a minute, probably.
Well, sometimes you'll see a guy standing in the corner, and that's usually what it is.
Yeah. I always go and shoot those people or
knife
them anyway.
Well, sure, it's a
free kill. Exactly.
okay, like, any gaming news stuff we want to talk about, or shall we get into the questions? Because I think the questions will easily take the entire
list. Yeah, I don't think there's probably been much for gaming news, other than the fact that Jones finally got... A Blu-ray, PS3.
Oh, yeah, as you speak of yourself in the third person.
Yes, this weekend, so, which ties into one of the questions, I think, but I got it for a semi-great price, I guess.
Yeah, I saw some people on Engadget commenters, like, ripping on that, like, oh, they don't have very good sale prices at all, and it's like, 10% of something can add up if the thing's expensive enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like 10% on that, and then I got 20% on Fable 2, and then I was supposed to get 20% on Mercenaries 2, but the guy actually took 40% off, so I got a really great price on that.
Yeah, it was weird. When I got mine, the guy was like calculating everything manually using a calculator, so
yeah.
They must have just been skews. Maybe none of that even matters. Maybe it's just like a big fire sale. Well, I guess it is, basically. Okay, well, I took a lot of the questions that were on the site that people were asking, and I put them here for us to answer, and some of the ones that have been answered before or should be obvious, like what do I do for a living, what does Jones do for a living, I think that's been established many times, so we're not going to like repeat that. All right, but some of them are fairly interesting, and some of them I put in just because they're ridiculous, so, you know. All right, the very first comment question says, hey guys, Jimmy here, longtime listener, first-time commenter from Sydney, Australia.
Nice.
All right. Just wanted to let you know, Ben, your accent in Possumus Man 2 was very bad. Was it deliberate? Well, first I should mention my accent in the first movie was also very bad. It wasn't deliberately bad, but I deliberately didn't try. So.
Yeah.
And as I think I've mentioned before, my character and Mike's character were basically two characters from the Disney movie Rescuers Down Under. In that movie, you had a kangaroo rat hero who's like, "Oh, I'm a kangaroo rat." And then you had George C. Scott playing this hunter guy who's like, "I'm George C. Scott, and I've got a pet lizard." And basically, Mike and I were impersonating that movie in the first possum movie and in this one. So, fun fact.
Nice.
Okay, next question. Is there anything that you have a burning desire to mod, but have just been swamped with other projects?
Can you get a cream for that?
A cream?
Yeah, to, you know, take care of that burning desire.
Oh, yeah. Burning Desire sounds like one of those novels when you're in line at the supermarket.
Oh, God.
It's like she was a farm girl from the city, or... Wait, that didn't make any sense.
And she had a savage secret.
Hey, we should take turns reading these questions to make it more interesting. Can you see it from there?
Sure.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, is there anything I have a burning desire to mod? Well, it'll kind of pre-answer one of the later questions, but one of those portable Sega CDX systems I've always wanted to get my hands on. I guess I could just buy one, which, of course, is a small Sega CD-ROM unit.
Then you could put a 32X on it, too.
They could get a room.
And all, like, three games for it.
I guess, if anything, I have a burning desire. Well, right now, my only burning desire is to, like, finish my router or build my router. Yeah. As far as, like, you know, electronics is concerned. As far as, like, modding systems, I don't know. I do it too much to, you know, have any feeling for it anymore.
Well, there aren't many left for you to do, really. Like, out of, you know, the popular ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Like GameCubes, probably, and Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I know you've had those requested
millions
of times.
Plenty of other people have done it, so who cares?
Yeah.
All right, well, next one.
Hi. Try to go to iTunes, dude. I am an iPod-based listener. You should get a Zune. No, I'm just giving you a shit. Anyway, Jones said last time that the Fight Club movie isn't good enough for him. I guess that is the best movie ever. I guess that wasn't a question how he said that, but... So is he saying because I didn't think it was that great that makes it the best movie ever?
I think you should just explain why you think it's not that great.
I don't know. It's just, I remember when it came out, there was, like, all this hype about it, and then, like, nobody went and saw it, and it's really not that clever of a movie. I don't know. You can kind of see the twist coming a mile away, and Brad Pitt sucks as an actor. Ed Norton... other than, like, the Primal Fear movie really hasn't done much of anything worthwhile, and... I don't know, it had some neat themes it tried to address, but at the end of the day, it was just kind of this bullshit about guys beating each other up to, like, let out their aggression about living in this materialistic world that was getting away from them, and I guess maybe I just couldn't relate to this movie at all, so I didn't care. And I don't know. Meatloaf was good in it.
He was in that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in several years.
I think his name's Bob in it. He's the guy with the bitch tits.
Oh, right. He was in Blood Rain as well.
Yes, but...
I would agree that it was, it's fairly overrated. It's like one of those movies that, like, geeks cling to.
Yeah, it's like...
like Blade Runner, that no one gave a shit back when it came out.
Yeah, it was actually, like, a lot like Usual Suspects for me. Because, like, when I saw Usual Suspects, all these people had been raving about how amazing it was, and then I saw it, and I was just like, that's it.
See, I actually saw Usual Suspects in the theater before it was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that was interesting.
I mean, that could be part of it, too, is, you know, just, like, it got overhyped, and so I just it was like, whatever. Although, Seven, also by David Fincher, who did Fight Club and also had Brad Pitt in it, was one of those that... Everybody was like, oh my god, you have to see this, because I probably didn't see that movie until, like, I don't know, 2000 or something. And that movie kicks ass.
Yeah. I didn't see that movie until, god, 96 maybe, or 2006, but yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. But yeah, Fight Club, overrated. Watch Zodiac or pretty much anything else by Fincher instead.
What about Alien 3?
Yes. Alien,
really?
Alien 3 is better than Fight Club. For my
money. Well, that's Sigourney Weaver in it.
Yeah.
All right, shall we move on?
And Charles S. Dutton.
Yes. Ben! Exclamation mark. Don't you want to install modern computers into retro cases? I guess the Mac Mini is the ideal donor for those projects. Well, maybe Steve Jobs soon will be the ideal donor. Ching!
Wow.
I went there.
Too soon!
Really too soon. I've got this old radio in my basement. I kind of wanted to put a computer in that to make like a cool old jukebox. But I probably never will because it's just amazing. Like, it's amazing how much you don't get to mod when people pay you to mod. It's just like the old story.
Well, and then when you're not being paid to mod, you don't want to mod shit in your free time.
Yeah, my free time, all I want to do is sit around drinking beer and watching television. So, yeah, that's why it doesn't get done. So, maybe someday. I think Make was talking about sponsoring me doing a PC case mod.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
Nice.
All right, you want the next one, Jones?
Will pocket televisions become cheaper after the digital conversion in February? Or June or July or whenever the hell they're talking about pushing it to?
It's already been pushed back like twice.
If yes or no, please explain why.
I would say
I'm
yes.
I'm sure they will.
I mean, because they'll basically be worthless.
Yeah.
But they'll get unloaded pretty quick, and then you just won't be able to find them anymore. In fact, they probably will almost get pulled from store shelves or... But yeah, I mean...
I'm sure places have already been kind of drawing down stock in advance of this, and the companies that make them have probably been cutting back on production.
It's been a long time since I've even, like, bought a pocket television from a store for use of the portable project. Probably since I wrote my book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a while.
Okay, alright, next question. What is a typical day like in the life of Ben Heckendorn or Jason Jones?
Boring answers acceptable. Well, good, because you're probably going to get boring answers.
you're not going to start rapping like Natalie Portman?
No.
You're not going to, like, smash beer bottles over your head?
That would be kind of fun, but we'd have to score them with a Dremel first. Yeah, a typical day in Jones's life is, I crawl out of bed, go to work, sit at a desk for 8-9 hours, whatever it is, work on database crap and fix various user issues that they're having with our applications. Then I come home and I will probably just watch TV shows on DVD or a movie or maybe play some video games or surf the web or read something. So, pretty exciting, I know, but that's a typical day in the life of Jones.
Yeah. Oh, so you're getting the hang of the applications at work then pretty good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's getting better all the time, so it's
cool.
Pretty cool.
My typical day is I wake up, not as early as Jones because I don't have to. Oh. Let's see.
Then you go into the basement.
Yeah. Then I eat beef stew for lunch. Then I usually go to the hardware store, the post office. And then it used to be I would work until 9 or 10 at night, but anymore I just can't do that. So usually around 6 p.m. every day I just stop doing things useful. And then, yeah, I like to, actually what I like to do a lot, which sounds completely boring, is I like just go on the internet and read about things.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I like to. And it's usually stuff how much money did they waste on the movie Heaven's Gate? Stuff like that is interesting to me.
Oh, for lunch, I oftentimes have one of those, they have the, Campbell's calls them soup in hand or whatever, where it's like this microwavable cup of tomato soup you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just rip the top off, you rip this aluminum thing off, put the top back on, throw it in the microwave for like a minute and 15 seconds.
So it already has liquid in it?
Yep. Yeah, all
oh,
you
that
do,
sounds good.
Yeah, it's like a minute and 15 seconds, and then boom, you got tomato soup, and you just drink it. So that's my beef stew, I guess, because I discovered those, and they're nice and simple and convenient. So, yeah, exciting, I know, but there you go. If you want to be like Ben and Jones, eat beef stew and Campbell's tomato soup in hand things for lunch.
Oh, and I drink a lot, too. That's typical day. And I smoke a cigar every day if I can. Great advice for kids.
I have neither of those vices, so...
Hey, this weekend was pretty fun. Like, Saturday, we all did a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Saw Slumdog Millionaire, which we can get to because I'm going to actually ask about movies here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Let's see. Am I asking the next one? Yes, I am.
I believe you are.
What do you think of the AVGN, which that's that angry video game nerd guy, I guess?
I believe it is.
Or that guy with the glasses. I don't even know who the angry video game nerd is, so I guess I am not qualified to answer this question.
I know who he is.
I'm assuming he's somebody who plays video games, is somewhat nerd-like, and can oftentimes be found to be angry.
Yeah, he was at the MAGFest.
Hmm.
I didn't run into him, though. I mean, it's not like one of those things where, you know, you'd notice him, because it's like, there's a geeky-looking guy with horn-rimmed glasses. I wonder if I can recognize him.
It's like, it could be J.J. Abrams or the angry video game nerd.
I mean, I, like, wore a red shirt one time just because, you know, that would make me stand out. So the black and dark blue. I don't know. Angry video game nerd? He's kind of interesting, although he seems to be really angry. Or, you know, he put in, like, shitty Nintendo games and, like, play them and, like, swear about how bad they are.
Oh.
And, you know, there's certainly bad games that he gets, like, Back to the Future.
Did he play Total Recall?
Yeah, that was on there, too. But he'll be like, look at this goddamn game. Fuck! And, I would basically call it, like, if it's kind of like the best page in the universe, but if it was on YouTube and about video games. I guess he's okay.
Who's the guy with the glasses?
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, we're at a loss.
I do like the best page in the universe. I think that guy's really funny. He's kind of full of himself and he doesn't update it enough, but he's funny.
Yeah, this angry video game nerd guy, I don't know if I'd get that into it, because I've played plenty of shitty Nintendo games and sworn at them myself.
I don't need to watch anybody else do it. All right, let's go on to the next question. I loved Posthumous Man 2, Posthumous Woman. Any possibilities of a Posthumous Man 3, Posthumous Hermaphrodite? I said it because they spelled Posthumous wrong.
As if possumus is a real word.
Well, it's the possum part of it is. Well, actually,
there was a possumus baby.
We had the secret pact. Since it took us 13 years to make part two, we talked about doing the second one 13 years in the future.
Only 12 and a half now.
Yeah, so if you can wait 12 and a half years, and if all of us are still friends, and we're all still alive, you can look forward to Posthumous Man 3 in 2021.
And we're not cripples.
Yes. Or if a nuclear war hasn't occurred with China, yes, then we'll see you. You know, like in the movie It, where they make a pact to come back and fight the clown?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good book.
Never read it.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I've only ever read one King book, and...
You
know, I don't know, I just...
It
was okay, but I just don't like his writing style very much. It just seems kind of sloppy from what I've read, but I don't know. I'm sure he's had his moments. You don't get to be where he is without being able to shit out something good every now and then.
I will say, what we have been discussing lately is a horror movie.
Yes. Amongst other things.
Yes, I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, Posthumous Man 3... It's not going to happen for quite a while.
Yes.
It was fun to do, but, you know. All right, want to take the next one?
How is the pinball game coming? Let's see, if this one works out, would you consider other actors to pay homage to? There is no arguing that Bill Paxton is certainly where you should start.
I haven't had any progress on that pinball machine probably in, I don't know, quite a while. So, no, I mean, you know, see previous, you just, yeah. See, it's like when modding stuff is your hobby, it's like you come home from work and you're like, oh, I feel like modding something for fun. When modding stuff is your job, you get done doing what you're supposed to do, and then you're like, I don't want to do this.
Yes.
So it makes it harder, you know, and it's not like, you know, I mean, you heard about my amazing daily routine. It's not like I wouldn't have time, but I just don't have the energy because I'm old.
That's like I always wonder with, like, video game developers. Do they really play a lot of video games?
Probably not.
I would
Well, they can play
not.
Other people's games.
I suppose, but, I mean, still, you'd probably think, you'd just want to get away from it at a point, you know?
Well, but, you know, I mean...
It's not quite the same, because it's not like, you know, they're going home and programming something for fun or, you know, whatever, but I don't know.
But, you know, there's a big difference between what you want to do and what people will pay you to do. So.
Yep. Well, this is why I say, you know, what they want to do, you know, they could not play games in their free time.
Yep.
So, who knows?
Yeah, again, I want to build my own router, and I was actually thinking about working on that, the designs, like, tomorrow, perhaps, since I'm going to run out of parts here pretty soon. Okay, this next question is great, and I appreciate the person for asking it. Ben, in the Possumus films, you always pronounce, "Oi, now." Did you get that from a Mystery Science Theater 3000 host segment where Joel is a Bond villain? And the answer to that question is yes. And I'm very impressed that someone caught that.
Ugh,
and
God.
He wasn't a Bond villain. He was a 007 villain, because that was the movie starring Sean Connery's brother, Neil Connery. And it was called 007.
Well, I automatically hate Mystery Science Theater 3000 now.
Why?
Because they brought about that stupid "I Now" thing.
That was one of the greatest shows in the world.
Oh, God.
Back before Comedy Central had George Bush, they had to have stuff like this, because, you know.
Oh, it's fine, but if they're responsible for "I Now,"
yeah,
then it eliminates all good they might have done otherwise.
Like, the robots are sitting there, and then Joel comes out, and it's got, like, the music from the movie. It's like, he's like, "Well, who's going to give me my daily back rub?" And they're like, "None of us have working arms." He's like, "I know." He says it like four times in a row.
God.
So whoever gave me that question, that was a good question. Okay.
Let's see. So now that Jason witnessed my NDA, does he know about my project now, too?
That's from Brad, the guy who has that controller thing.
Oh, this thing?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. But seriously, does anyone help you with other mods like mundane tasks? What about a video podcast? That is interesting, because when I signed the NDA, or, you know, signed my witnessing signature, I had no clue what it was for.
I just went up to Jones and signed this.
And I was like, well, fine, I don't care what I'm signing. So I just signed it.
Does he know I own his car now.
Yes. But yesterday, I think it was, you showed me this thing, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because you're like, "What's this?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's a thing you signed an NDA for."
It's like, "Oh, okay." So I didn't know at the time, but I do know now.
Well, yeah, if I am, like, under NDA or something, I mean, I still tell my friends about it, or if it comes up, I'm sure people are playing, "What?" But as long as it doesn't get on the internet, who cares? That's the way I look at it. You know, it's
not like we go around blabbing to people about what it is, because, quite frankly, most people we know in our daily lives don't really give a shit.
Yeah, like,
so, I mean,
when I went to visit Rockstar, it's like, if it wasn't like, "Oh, Ben disappeared for 3 days." It's like, you know, I'm going to tell my friends what I'm doing, but that doesn't mean I put it on the internet, because it's two different things.
Yeah.
So,
let's see, does anyone help you with other mods, like mundane tasks? Sometimes.
Yeah, Mike's helped me with some stuff, like that arcade machine, which wasn't on the site.
Then I kind of help you with some things, like when you were coming up with the box art and stuff like that for the
you were helpful with
things
that.
Things like that. And
the briefcase thing, which I owe you $450 for, or whatever it is.
Yes, and then, like, Dave has helped you, like, you know, with the foot pedal, like, testing it and things like that for the guitar, and so, yeah, people kind of help out, but I'd say, 99% of the shit is all Ben.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to have an assistant, but, you know, that costs money. I'd have to share my money.
And we should do a video podcast again sometime, but it is a lot more work.
How long has it been now?
What did we do? We did one, like, a year. Wasn't it around the Midwest Gaming Classic we did the last one?
Yep, so it's been going on a year.
But I saw somebody mention that they'd like to see us do one like the first one, which I'd kind of agree with, where we did the game reviews in there. Like, I reviewed Lost Planet, and I think you reviewed God of War 2.
Oh, yeah.
And we had, like, the clips from the games in it and stuff.
And then I tore Dale in half.
Yes.
I wish I had... God, I need a new video camera. I guess I could use my new camera, my new digital camera. I could probably shoot better video than my old video camera. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do. Yeah, maybe when it gets warmer or something. Or
because I kind of like doing, like, the thing I liked the best about it was doing, like, the video game reviews, like having the actual footage on there. Because I mean, quite frankly, the rest of the podcast was like me and you sitting on like a couch and a papa's on.
Yeah, that was lame.
Which was not that interesting. So I don't know.
It wasn't like Possumus Woman movie. That was kind of like a podcast, right? The True to Life Adventures of No.
Well, it was a little over an hour long, I guess. About the same.
Maybe we could show like making parts or something, like, you know, routing stuff. Apparently, yeah. Mike fixed that thing.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Good old Mike.
Hero of the day.
Yeah, the X-axis lead screw, the Teflon wore off it. And
after 10 years.
Yeah, who would have thought? Yeah, actually, that might be cool. I might go there this week, so maybe I could shoot some footage and we could work that in, since, you know, people might be interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he could watch in excitement as I stand there with my arms crossed looking at a machine and then smoking.
While somebody else runs it.
Yeah. Really, I mean, there's, yeah, it's 99% boredom, but okay, I guess it's, this
when
one's
you,
mine.
The one you start one there, yep. Yeah.
When you start finally listening into your public and loading the site with Viagra ads, again, finally, will you attempt a sponsorship with them, or will you just promote their wonderful blood pressure medication out of the goodness of your heart? Well, to answer the second part of it, I never do anything out of the goodness of my heart. So I would just assume that the average person on my website probably isn't old enough to even need Viagra. And I'm not even going to, like, start with, like, the geeks and girls thing, but, because that would be geek-cist. Like, shirt-cist. Like, Jones was a shirt-cist the other night.
Yeah, at karaoke. Goddamn red shirt-wearing people. Ugh.
The red shirts.
As I wear a maroon fleece. But, yeah.
Oh, fun fact regarding video podcasts. If you look at the Midwest Gaming Classic video podcast from last year, I'm wearing the cursed shirt in it.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, your site didn't burn down, at least.
It was so funny the other day when I was like, hey, let's burn the cursed shirt. And you're like, no. And I'm like, why? Because it might cause fumes and make it stink? You're like, no, because it'll probably cause this place to burn down.
Yep.
And I'm like, the superstition is contagious.
Hey, no reason to tempt fate.
Right, so I think I'll wait and put it on a bonfire. Well, now, I have a postscript on that, so maybe it's not a big deal. All right.
Let's see, it's been said before, yes, like about 15 minutes ago. But seriously, how is Bill Paxton pinball coming?
I thought that was asked like 3 or 4 times. I thought I took those all out.
Let's see. It's not, is the answer. Will there ever be an original hardware Commodore 64 laptop?
Oh, well, I've been working on one for a couple years now, and it's almost taken as long as Bill Paxton pinball. I hope to finish it someday, maybe.
It's only half as long as Port Washington so far.
Oh, yeah, talk about forever. I've been working on one. I mean, if it's shown up every so often, if you look through my stuff, like, I think I had pictures of it a couple years ago at Midwest Gaming Classic. Yeah, a couple years ago, it's been that long. It's cool looking.
Hey, you should look this next thing up on the interwebs.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize this thing existed. I'm sure it's complete bullshit.
All right. It says, since... Oh, wait.
Here, I'll read it. You look it up. Let's see. Since we all... Oh.
God damn it. Hold on. Okay, go.
All right. Since we all love to hear you guys rant about pizza, what is your opinion of Pizza Hut's new organic hippie pizza?
I think organic slash hippie pizza.
Well, yes, yeah, it's not actually called an organic hippie pizza. I guess I should have qualified that.
I didn't know they had a real... I didn't know they had a pizza like that. I know they've advertised they use real ingredients, which I thought they used real ingredients before. I mean, you know... I didn't think it was like a Matrix or something.
Maybe it's specialties up here.
Specialties?
Yeah, let's see what this is.
Oh, there is the natural pizza. Okay, we've got to assume this is it.
It is. Multi-grain crust, all-natural pepperoni or rustica sausage, all-natural mozzarella cheese, and all-natural sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. You'll fall in love with pizza all over again.
Well,
yeah, that sounds fine.
I guess, I mean, it just makes me wonder what they used to use before.
Yeah.
we'll have to try one.
I guess so, yeah.
You know, I really miss... I talk about this all the time, and it's not palm trees either. what was it called? The Sicilian pizza they had at Pizza Hut about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was kind of shaped like a rectangle. That was good.
They had that New Yorker one, too, that was like a rectangle.
What was that big one? Oh, the Panormas pizza? Remember?
Well, they had like a Bigfoot one, too, back in the day. But yeah, they had that... Was that Panormas one, the one that had, like, two pizzas in it, basically?
Yeah, we bought that about a month ago, remember? And the commercial, the guy's like, there's no way we can finish this. And we had, like, what,
three people or four people
finish it easily.
It was good. I thought it was a little pricey for what it was, though.
I like the Pizza Mia's or Mamma Mia pizza. You can get, like, three of them for $15. That's a pretty good deal, and they have an interesting taste.
Does Meryl Streep deliver it?
No. Okay, what brand of beef stew powers your website? I didn't realize there are other brands. Dinty Moore, of course. Next question.
Imagine this scenario. You're on a desert island about 1,000 miles away from home. You could take a safe plane home, or you could take a Zeppelin full of MGD beer home. But if you take the Zeppelin full of beer, you'll be chased by some angry Russian guys in airplanes who are trying to shoot you down. The Zeppelin has a mounted 50-cal machine gun, though, so you have a chance to shoot down the angry Russian people. Would you take the plane or the Zeppelin?
See, I think this is a pretty stupid question. Why wouldn't I take the Zeppelin?
Exactly.
It's got guns and beer on it. what would you do, Jones?
Oh, God. I'd probably take the Zeppelin, because, I mean, shit, who wouldn't want to ride on a Zeppelin? I could give less than a crap about the beer, but yeah, what the hell if you get to shoot at some angry people along the way.
Do you know the difference between a dirigible and a blimp?
Isn't one of them, like, it's the gas in it, isn't it the difference?
One of them has a frame.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's a fun
The blimp
fact.
Does not.
Correct. Like the Goodyear blimp.
Yes.
All right, this next question's kind of interesting. What?
Well, this is funny.
Dear Ben and Jones, which one of you two is smarter?
I am.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know. No, I think you are. You probably are, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think you know more stuff than me, but you're probably not as creative.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. I wish I was more creative, but I'm not, and I've made my peace with that. I'll have to just make do with what I have.
I tell people all the time, I'm like, I'm not that smart. I just have good creativity and problem solving.
Yeah.
Because you know me. I mean, I say all sorts of stupid shit all the
time. That's true.
And I don't care. I mean, I don't say I'm thinking with my brain if I wish I were a man.
Well, yeah, I mean, who does?
But... Yeah, I don't know. I think Jones is smarter. So there you go. At trivia, he's got a lot of good answers.
I have a fairly decent repository of useless knowledge.
Well, you were always our sports go-to guy.
Yes, and then I know a fair shake of movie questions. So, yeah, I've managed to retain a lot of sports knowledge, even though I don't really follow them anymore.
Yeah, it is impressive. I mean, yeah, I mean, to know you now, you wouldn't think. You know, you wouldn't think you knew anything about sports, but you do.
Yep. Still locked away back there in the cobwebs.
Also, this has anything to do with how smart you are. What are your favorite TV shows?
Well, it
ever?
Might, you know. I mean, if you say Gilligan's Island, it probably, you know, knocks your IQ down about 50 points.
Maybe
so.
It's a trick question.
Yeah. God, favorite TV shows ever. Well, Lost would definitely be up there for me. I like that Veronica Mars show a lot, too. And I recently got into How I Met Your Mother, which, as much as I love The Office, I think it's actually funnier and better.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, like, really consistently hilarious all
the
time.
The Office has been going downhill since season 3.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are probably.
What about older shows?
Older shows? I used to love Empty Nest. Back
I'm
when
not
I'd,
familiar with that.
Oh, God. It was kind of like a spin-off of Golden Girls.
Oh, okay. Now I'm familiar with it.
It had Richard Mulligan and the big St. Bernard dog, Dreyfus. And then he had the two daughters that would always come over and harass him. And then every now and then, like, one of the Golden Girls would swing by or something. But, yeah, that show kicked ass. Golden Girls was pretty cool, too. You can tell I spent time at my grandmother's when I was younger. On Saturday nights.
Yeah, I saw Golden Girls.
But those
when I was a kid.
Those were a good time. I don't other shows than that though. I guess I used to watch Saved by the Bell all the time. I don't think I'd call it one of my
See,
favorite shows ever.
That one.
See, I couldn't avoid it. Like I'd get home from school and they had like an hour long block of it on TBS, and I was like, well, why not? But I don't think I'd put it up there as you know favorite ever. I just happened to watch it for a couple of year span of my life.
Let's see.
How about you, Ben?
I also like Lost. I'm really looking forward to Wednesday, because Lost is coming back!
Yep.
Benry!
I should have mentioned Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the first two seasons of Battlestar Galactica are excellent. And third season, fourth season, which, I watched all 10 episodes of the disc yesterday.
Oh no, you've turned into Dale!
Hell, who cares?
Yeah, shit. Hell, I do that too.
The 12th Cylon is fairly disappointing.
Hmm.
It's you'd probably never guess. So
what is it? Just some like peripheral character or something?
Not terribly peripheral, but not who you'd think. Especially after, I mean, they really said it's not Starbuck. I'll just say that right now. They really make you think that, but then surprise it isn't, which is kind of lame. But yeah, the first two, especially the first two seasons of Battlestar Galactica, I think is some of the best TV ever. I used to like The Simpsons a lot. I mean, I know people are still like, oh, it's the best show ever, but the thing is, if you go like grading on a curve, like the last 10 years of it really hasn't been that great, so maybe if it would have died, you know, like in 1998,
yeah,
it would have been the best show ever, you know?
But it just kept puttering along, kind of like Brett Favre.
Yeah. Actually, he's done a lot better than The Simpsons. let's see, what else?
Well, he's certainly thrown more interceptions.
There was a long period of time where I didn't watch TV at all, pretty much like from high school up until about 2 years ago, but which, yeah, I guess it is a long period of time. But
that's pretty much how I was, too. And really, I wouldn't watch much TV anymore either if it wasn't for DVD, because I watch almost all my TV on DVD. Like, that's where I watched How I Met Your Mother, The Office, Battlestar, Lost. I discovered it on TV, but then I watched pretty much all of it on DVD. I mean, without DVD, I probably still wouldn't watch TV, sadly enough. Like Veronica Mars, that was all on DVD.
Because if you're watching TV on DVD, it is so easy to just keep plowing through it.
Yeah. It's like way more fun.
Dale loaned me the Lost season 2 or whatever. Whatever it was with Lost, I wanted to catch up. And I watched the whole season like in probably 4 days.
Yeah.
Because you just, I mean, it's right there and there's no commercials. You just kind of go for it.
Well, that's the thing too with TV. Like, because like last year, I actually kind of kept up with Lost. A lot of it was like online, but I did watch some shows on TV. And it's just, it's very frustrating to watch a show that's that good on TV because the commercials totally screw up all of, like, the tension, all the suspense that's being built up. I mean, it just kills the entire, you know, dramatic nature of the show for me. It's like those shows they're not even intended to be on TV. That just happens to be the method that they get them to us, I think.
I mean, we've talked about this several times, but I mean, in general, it seems like TV's a lot better than movies, although there's been some good movies lately.
Yeah.
Which I think we're going to... Oh, actually, we get to that with the next question.
Here we go. What are your guys' thoughts on some of the recent Oscar bait movies, specifically ones you've mentioned in previous podcasts, such as Valkyrie? Well, we saw Slumdog Millionaire yesterday.
Yeah, Dale and Heidi were there, too.
Yeah, which was a damn good film.
Yes, if Charles Dickens was alive today and making Hollywood movies in India, it would be Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, I was surprised by how much I liked that movie. It was, I mean, it's been getting a lot of praise for the last couple of months, but it was really, really damn good. So, other stuff.
I think it definitely, it'll definitely be nominated and probably has a pretty good chance of winning Best Picture.
Yeah.
And it won the Best Golden Globe, so chances are pretty good. And it doesn't even really... Apparently it was rated R, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I read that because I was reading a review of it, and I don't know why. I mean, like what? Like a couple of people get shot in it? Big deal.
Yeah, and a guy gets a battery hooked up to his toes.
Right, but if you...
It's
not really a Hollywood Oscar bait kind of movie because it takes place, you know, for better or worse, in the present.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sweet... Well, there's no, like, you know, people walking across a desert shit.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's basically... It's kind of like... I don't know, it's...
It just tells a story.
Yeah,
It doesn't seem to have grander aspirations than what it is, which a lot of...
Like
Oscar bait type movie. Yeah, like Benjamin Button, you can just tell that they were like, oh my god, we're going to win, you know, all kinds of awards making this movie. It's just... You can just tell with certain movies that that's what their intention is.
Yeah, and Slumdog Millionaire was almost a direct-to-DVD, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very good. I mean, I definitely liked it more than Gran Torino. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I would agree.
Because Gran Torino was good, and it was funny, but Slumdog Millionaire actually made you feel things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, when she was, like, running back to the car, like, my heart was just pounding.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
That's what movies are supposed to do.
You know, it almost made me cry towards the end, but not quite. That's why maybe Wall-E would still be number one, because Wall-E made me fucking cry.
Wall-E and Slumdog Millionaire have a lot of similarities.
Yeah. They're both excellent movies. And Gran Torino was cool, but yeah, I mean, even though it's Clint, I wouldn't, you know, say it's like his greatest thing ever.
The thing about Clint Eastwood movies is they're good, but they seem kind of... I don't know how to put this. They're good, but they don't kind of...
Don't connect with you?
Maybe? Yeah, there's kind like of a emotionally? Certain disconnect, and sometimes they almost... I don't want to say cold and methodical, but they do in a way.
Yeah, like Mystic River was kind of that way. Million Dollar Baby, I'd say, connected emotionally. But yeah, I can see what you're saying with that.
Yeah. I mean, Slumdog Millionaire isn't perfect, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd put it above Wall-E either, because Slumdog Millionaire is definitely leagues better than Batman, The Dark Knight, or whatever, because it doesn't end with a bunch of virtual reality shit.
I mean, Valkyrie was cool, but I don't think I'd even call that an Oscar bait movie.
No, I mean, it's all right, but it's kind of like, I thought it was a lot like a 70s movie, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Very character-driven. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I've seen those three in the last few weeks, but other than that, I haven't really seen anything else that's out there. Like, I haven't gone to The Wrestler yet, but I do want to see that.
I'd go see to that, too.
I see that's actually only on, like, 144 screens, but it's on two screens here in Madison.
And it's on the Ultra screen at Marcus.
Yeah, and then it's at the Sundance Theater.
Maybe that's why, since it's on so few screens, that's why it needs a big house.
Yeah, it could be.
Slumdog Millionaire is only, like, about 600 as well.
Yeah,
it's going to expand
pretty
more.
Low.
See, I think that movie could actually—it's already made money, but I think it could make
more. It could make like 100 million.
Oh, I think it could easily because
it made what like 5 or 6 this past weekend on like 600 screens, and it just keeps. It actually went down in screens, I guess, from the weekend before, but it made more money from what I read. So, and I'm sure as the awards buzz continues to grow, you know, it'll only do better.
Well, you know, I would, you know, I don't know if I'd see it again in the theater, but I would definitely want to see it again. I mean, which I don't say for a lot of movies, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so, was kind of a long answer to that question, so.
That's all right. I wish they'd make more movies like that. It's like, when you see a movie like that, it kind of gives you hope still for film as a medium. Cause
yeah, it's very old-fashioned, even though it's told in a modern style of editing.
Yeah.
And it's got some, you know, coincidences and cliches, but...
Yeah. So does life.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Got any ideas for the BenHeck.com experience at MGC? I plan on attending and was thinking about something like putting up a poster with pictures of all the portables that have been displayed on the forums.
I've got some ideas, but I probably won't really put a lot of thought into them probably until early March, so I don't really know what to tell you.
Very well.
Because, yeah, I'm a serial thinker. Okay, what would be some good advice for someone who would like to start console hacking / filmmaking?
get in there.
And don't start what you can't... Don't start what you can't stop or end.
Can't finish.
Yeah. And filmmaking is very hard. I would suggest making consoles instead. It's easier, far easier. What are the tools you like to use the most while hacking? I have a soldering iron, tweezers, X-Acto knives, hot glue, solder. Those are probably the most common.
What about your dial caliper?
I don't use that. I use that to design, but not when actually building things. Well, actually, I used it today, so... Okay, I'll put the dial caliper in there. What is your favorite video game ever? Jones?
Oh, God. You know, I kind of struggle with this, because normally I would just, you know, automatically say Snatcher for the Sega CD, but the thing is, I never go back and play old games.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... I don't know how to answer it, really. It's not like with movies, you know, where I will go back, you know, and watch The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly every so often, because it just kicks ass. God. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I guess if I had to say something, it'd be Snatcher, but the last time I played it was probably 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, that's the problem with video games. They don't hold up like movies do, because even if movies have, like, cheesy effects or whatnot, they're still a competent thing, whereas video games are always evolving. It's hard to compare apples to oranges.
So, yeah, that's a tough one.
Tetris is pretty good. I don't think I'd call it my favorite game ever, but I've certainly played it a lot in a lot of different forms over the years.
Nice.
What
is... Let's see, I'm going to correct the grammar. What are your next projects? Movie and hacking.
Hacking. There's the THQ prize laptops. Hopefully that'll be running next week, but probably won't see it until next month. Movies, we're still talking about it, but we discussed earlier.
There's a variety of ideas.
Yes. But there's a variety of... Yeah, the special
limitations.
Effects is what always gets me. Yeah. What are your favorite cigars? I assume they meant cigars.
Yes.
I smoked Grenadiers for quite a while, but actually, lately I've been smoking Backwoods, which basically are like the cigars that Clint Eastwood had in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Clint Eastwood's come up a lot in this podcast.
Except they're bigger.
Yeah, they're...
Like, they're fatter and longer.
They're more expensive than, like, the Grenadiers, but they're pretty good, so I like them.
Oh, here's a good one. What's cooler, aliens and space, or Egypt?
Aren't they the same thing? I mean...
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Next question.
If I had to choose, though, I would probably take Egypt. Although aliens in space are pretty awesome.
I would say Egypt is cooler because aliens are probably kind of scary, so that's not very cool. Video podcast, I don't exactly understand what the rest of these questions in this group are, so let's move on.
Okay.
Why is Jones just so awesome in Port Washington?
I didn't realize I was. Well, probably because I had the coolest character that got to do like all the fun shit in it. That probably had something to do with it, I guess, and I got to kind of be myself in it, which probably helped as well, for the most part.
You did get to do most of the cool stuff.
Yeah, like I got to climb up the building and shoot the rocket launcher and lick the cookie sheet.
You see,
walk around in a trench coat with sunglasses on.
I'm usually pretty egotistical, and I will freely admit that, but I really didn't even want to be in Port Washington. I just kind of had to. So I had no problem letting Jones do all the cool stuff. So we just let him do all the cool stuff.
It was fun.
I mean, sometimes I had trouble getting you to like do the lines the way I wanted, but
yeah.
It took a lot of takes, but we did, we got it.
That's right.
Yep. What are your favorite fast food chains? I think that was Lorne's, you know, the guy who did the pasta mancha syndrome.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yes. Hand cannon man.
Yep.
God, there's so many great ones. I am a big fan of the Failure Pile in a Sadness Bowl, which is known as the famous bowl at KFC. That's some good stuff. There's always the quality rat meat at Taco Bell, which sometimes you can get both of those things in the same place if you go to one of those awesome combo KFC Taco Bell things.
Like in Richmond Center.
Yes. Culver's is pretty awesome for those of you in the Midwest. Yeah. I suppose Pizza Pit's pretty goddamn good. I just finally got to have a Pizza Pit pizza again.
They're still around?
Yeah, there's one over off of Fish Hatch over by American.
And, really?
Yeah. I hadn't had one of their pizzas in probably 10 years, but we ordered it in at work like a week or two ago, and it was damn good. So, I don't know.
Let's see. I would agree with Culver's. I like Culver's a lot, but, you know, disclaimer, I used to do the menu board, so I've got some bias. But the food is good. It's always hot when you get it.
That's true. And they put a proper amount of cheese on the burgers, too.
I used to like Hardee's a lot, actually. I know it's not around anymore, but their burgers were juicy. They had those great sausage biscuit things in the morning.
Yeah. Burger King's pretty good for, like, the burger-type fast food places. I like their stuff, too. They give you the nice sesame seed buns and everything, and
one of the worst, Wendy's. Wendy's sucks.
I hate Wendy's.
It's always ghetto. It's shitty.
They don't put shit for cheese on your goddamn cheeseburger either. It's like it's a burger and they accidentally put like a crumb of cheese on it.
The sandwiches are apparently assembled by blind people who also have no feeling in their hands.
Yeah.
They're like all over the place. The place is always dirty. That's what I meant by ghetto. And
yeah. Yeah, Wendy's sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to know that you feel the same way.
Anytime I've ever been to a Wendy's anywhere, it sucks.
Because most people like Wendy's, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
It's freaking terrible.
McDonald's, if McDonald's is busy and the food is hot and good, it's really good.
Yeah.
But that's usually not the case.
Their fries are amazing, though.
If they're hot.
Yes, but yeah, they're... But at Culver's, get the cheese curds and then get ranch dressing. I had it tonight, and it's awesome.
Yes, if you're in the Midwest, check out Culver's.
Yes.
It's kind of like our, would colloquial be the right word? It's our, like our colloquial restaurant, like the In-N-Out or the Waffle House.
Yeah. Let's see, how pissed are you that Circuit City is closing?
Very.
Yes, it sucks, but like good Americans, we went and picked over its bones on, what was that, Saturday,
its
I guess?
Its bones.
And got some great deals.
That place was freaking packed.
Yeah, it was funny. It was kind of like a... it reminded me of a semi-busier-than-normal Saturday at a Best Buy, though, which was kind of sad.
That... No, I think it's a little busier than that.
I don't know. You go into a freaking Best Buy on a Saturday, it's usually... You're kind of elbowing
people
out of
the way.
Well,
the guy ahead in line was like, why weren't they busy like this all the time? And that's a good point.
Yeah.
I've seen like some hate for Circuit City and their prices, but at least around here, Circuit City was always no more expensive than Best Buy, if not cheaper.
Yeah, and a lot of times they'd have good deals on shit, too.
Yeah, like I got my TV. It was at least $100 cheaper than a Best Buy at the time. The biggest thing is there is no pressure for the fucking service plans.
Yeah.
You can buy... I've had this happen. I bought a computer mouse for $15 at Best Buy,
yeah,
and they try to sell you a service plan.
Well, if you buy a CD, they try to sell you a service, you know, like a...
What?
Replace... Yeah, those... It's like for, you know, a buck or whatever, you know, you can get...
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, here's... I've got... I don't know. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but it was 1999 when I bought a surround system, and it was like in this big box. I still have some of it, these speakers here. And it was like, you know, it was a pretty big box, it, you know.
Yeah.
And the guy gave me, I remember it was in 1999, the guy gave me this really hard sell on a service plan. And I'm like, no, I'm not interested in that. And it took about 20 minutes to shut him up.
Yeah.
And then when I finally didn't want it anymore, he's like, well, okay. And he left me. So he didn't give me a cart or anything to, like, take this thing up front. And it was pretty hefty.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's pretty much, like, just abandoned me because of that. Then last year I bought this surround deck.
Mm-hmm.
At Circuit City, and I'm like, I want this, and I don't know if he even tried to sell me a service plan, but regardless, I got good service, and
yeah.
I've bought so much stuff there. I remember my car radio, my last car radio was there.
Yeah. I bought my TV there, too. I bought my laptop there a couple months ago.
Yeah, my laptop, my last digital camera, my new digital camera, the camera I used to shoot Lizard to Death.
Yeah.
But the only, God, I can't think of anything like expensive and electronic that I bought at Best Buy. I mean, sometimes I buy games there.
Yeah.
The Orange Box I got at Best Buy because Circuit City was out.
Yeah.
Circuit City would always have, like, they'd have, like, new Xbox games for, like, $50.
Well, yeah, I remember, like, when Bioshock came out, you went and, because I was at work or something, so you went and, you were going to get it for PC, so you picked up my 360 copy, and, yeah, the 360 copy was $50, and the PC was $40 the first week. And, yeah, they'd have, like, good deals like that a lot of the time. A lot of, you know, like, their movies, you know, like, a new release would come out, you know, probably 7-8 times out of 10, it would be cheaper than Best Buy.
I don't really see why people didn't go there. I mean, it was a great store, and the salespeople were always, you know, really nice, and yeah, they didn't push the service plans, which is...
Well, yeah, that's one thing I liked, is, like, their employees seemed, I don't want to say care, but, you know, maybe they cared, I don't know, but they were always, like, pleasant to deal with, you know, and they didn't... You didn't feel like you were, like, imposing on the person by asking them a question, where at Best Buy, usually it's like you feel like, you know, you're impeding the person's life or something by asking them to do their job.
And they don't and they don't make you feel guilty about not buying the service plans. Like, yeah. That laptop's like, would you like the service plan? No, I think I'm all right. Okay, that's it.
Yep.
Maybe that's why they went out of business. Maybe they didn't sell enough fucking service plans. Yeah. But you know what? At least from the time they had, they weren't annoying because... I'm fairly upset because now I'm going to have to buy shit at... I should be good on my shit because I bought a camera. Well, I put a picture on it for the website, but we had quite the haul. So what did we get? I mean, I just went hog wild because I still got those... I'm still wearing those laptops. I got... They only had one Jasper unit, but I bought it. So I got a 360. That was $20 off. Two... 60 gig hard drives. Those were $70 each. Those were 30% off. An extra controller, Xbox Live Vision camera, and a digital camera. So,
yeah. And then I got a PS3, and then Fable 2, and Mercenaries 2, and it was kind of funny. I didn't even like Ben was over there looking at the 360s and stuff, and then we were over by the digital cameras when you were looking at those, and Dale was with us, and he made some comment about PS3s or whatever, and I was like, shit, I didn't even think about that. And we went and looked, and there weren't any there, but I asked this guy, hey, do you have any in back? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure we do, and looked it up on the computer, and, you know, sure enough, they had 10 of them. And so I was like, well, what the hell, I'll take one, because I'd been kind of waiting for my opportunity, and I'd just pretty much been waiting for a sale. Like, I figured I'd buy one during Christmas time, because I thought they'd probably have some sort of deals on them, but they didn't. But then this happened, so I got
one even
now.
If they drop in price, I doubt it'll be more than $50. So
yeah, I'm fine with that. And but it was funny. I bought the PS3 and two 360 games.
Yeah.
Although I might pick up like Little Big Planet at some point because I am curious about that game.
So if there's a Circuit City near you, game accessories are all 30% off. So
and games are all 20% off. So you can get some pretty decent deals. And
even 10% off for a system is still a good price.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, shit, I got $40 off the PS3, so
yeah,
it was $360.
There was one thing, like the 1,600-point Microsoft cards were accessories, and those were actually also 30% off.
Yeah.
So you get $20 for $15, and we tried that with the 800-point cards, but those weren't, unfortunately.
Yeah,
that's probably why there's a bunch sitting there.
Yeah, we were all, like, excited at first because there was, like, this wad of those 800-point cards, and we're like, holy shit, we can get these for $7 a piece.
Well, then we kept trying to outbuy each other.
Yeah. But then we went up there, and they were like, no, we can't do it because apparently they have to actually activate those cards at the store, and Microsoft and also Sony, because Sony has cards like that, too. I guess neither of them would have let them actually do, like, price changes on them.
But the other ones were, like, in shrink wrap or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. What do you like, hate about Wisconsin?
I like about everything about it except for the wintertime.
I'd agree with that, too.
Wisconsin is a pretty awesome place to live about 7-8 months out of the year.
I mean, people like to complain that we have high state taxes, but you really don't notice that because everything else is pretty cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good place to live.
Yeah.
I like it because it's not like where we live, it's... Madison's a perfectly sizable city for my tastes, and, you know, it's nothing around here is too big, nothing's that difficult to get to, and, you know, it's just kind of a nice place to live.
And like I like to say about Wisconsin, you can go to a hippie protest at lunch, and then on your way back to work, you can stop by a gun shop.
Yep.
All sorts of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
All right, move to Wisconsin, it's cool. Fuck these other states.
Let's see. If you could have one game made about anything in any genre, what would that game be like?
Well, I've got the answer for that one. I think you've heard this one. It would be a psychological horror game set on a haunted sanitarium for tuberculosis on an island. which you are a young photojournalist woman looking for clues about someone in your family who died there 50 years ago. And the game is almost monochromatic, and you have no weapons.
Nice.
And there'd be ghosts and shit. That's the game I would make. I've obviously thought about this.
Yes. I obviously haven't thought about this, so if I had to pick something, it would probably be from my favorite movie genre, which is Westerns. And I'd like to see somebody actually make, like, a really awesome Western-type game. Like, I think it'd be cool if they just... The Grand Theft Auto people, Rockstar, if they'd make, like, you know, we've joked about it in the past, you know, Grand Theft Horse or Grand Theft Stagecoach or something. But I think a game like that could be really cool, like, in the Old West, because you got, you know, gunfights going on. You could be searching for treasure and saving damsels in distress.
Didn't Rockstar make that Red Dead Revolver or whatever?
Yeah, I never played that
one. It wasn't
one.
Very good.
And, like, Gun was okay, but it's like...
What about Call of Juarez or whatever?
That one was... It had a neat idea, but it was kind of poorly executed.
Well, EA seems to like movie licenses. Maybe they'll make a Clint Eastwood, like, a Man with No Name game. I know you'd buy that 10 times over.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, like, a cool genre, and it could definitely use... You know, a really awesome developer giving it some attention, I think.
Well, I would say that Fallout 3 is basically a Western.
Yeah, it is to some extent. But, yeah. I just like that stuff, like the simpler times, I guess. I don't know.
Here's a question for you, Jones. When will there be another Fistful podcast? That's all caps speak.
Yes. Good question. Almost probably every other time I see Dale, he'll mention something about, yeah, we really should do a podcast again sometime. That said, I have no definitive timeline on when one will be. We have talked about the idea of maybe doing, like, supplementing the podcasts with audio commentaries for movies. So, you know, like, we'd just watch Total Recall or something like that, and then we'd record us watching it and commenting on it.
What's that called? Like, the Riff Tracks thing?
I think that's what it's called, yeah. And so we'd put that out on the site. You could download it, then you could, you know, listen to it while you watch the movie if you have it. And
if you want
to listen to us talk shit, so.
I'm sorry, I wanted to insert there. Mystery Science Theater 3000 was one of my favorite shows.
Ah, yes.
Love that show.
But yeah, so there, that really wasn't an answer, but we'll see what we can do, because it would be fun to do one again.
It's not like Dale does all this. I know he's like married now, but I mean, he sort of sits around watching movies, and that's all we do.
There's
not much excuse.
Oh yeah, well shit. When I was married, I kept doing the podcasts all the time. So
you just gotta be relentless and annoying like me. That's how you get it done.
It's true. Just gotta be a nag.
That's how we get our movies done.
Yep.
Okay. Name possible uses for the Wii when hacked apart. I don't know, maybe like as a doorstop. Oh, that's a good use for it even before you hack it apart.
That's true. Well, isn't it useful for
charging
USB devices or whatever?
Yeah, that's a good use for it.
Like you could plug your iPod into it or something.
Skeet shooting. Oh, here's a question. Maybe you might want to answer this next one here, Jones.
Okay. Is a man not entitled to the sweat of his brow? Yes, he is entitled to it.
In fact, with the new stimulus package, you will be entitled to the sweat
of others.
Yes, namely Chinese investors.
But yes, man is entitled to the sweat on his brow and should bask in it. Especially when BioShock 2 comes out this year.
It's this year?
I think so.
Sweet.
I'll be all over that shit.
Now, here's a question.
Oh, correct. Yeah, this was a funny one. I remember reading this one.
Yeah. If you invented a time machine, unlikely, but could only use it once, would you go back in time to kill baby Hitler or ride a dinosaur? See...
I would ride a dinosaur.
Does it have to be one of these two things?
Well, it kind of looks like it.
I wouldn't want to do either of those things. Neither of those things have any interest to me.
Well, I mean... I would do other things, but out of these two choices, I'd go with ride a dinosaur. And my reasoning is because even if you killed Hitler, there'd be some other asshole that would come along
You see, killing Hitler
just as evil.
I know this sounds dumb, but killing Hitler would be a bad idea because it would completely change the world we live in.
Yep.
I mean, right now we're technically in a post 9/11 world, but pretty much the whole world, you know, the way it was a result of World War II, and who knows?
And I mean, America itself.
You probably wouldn't be born. I mean, the sperm would get, like, jostled around or whatever.
Well, there wouldn't have been a baby boom.
Yeah. America might not have come out of the Depression.
Yeah. But see, my thing is, like, even if you killed Hitler, well, Stalin was a big asshole. And without Hitler rattling the saber, maybe Stalin would have at some point decided, hey, I'm going to take over Europe.
Yep.
And he was, like, killing off millions of his own frickin' people. So, you know, it's kind of like just because you...
still had Japan.
Yeah, you know, it's like just because you eliminate, like, one evil person doesn't mean there aren't other evil people to step in and take their place, you know. Kind of like with, you know, Al-Qaeda, it's like... whoop-de-doo if we'd take Osama out or something, there'd be some other guy to take his place.
Yeah, every week in the news, it's like, top Al-Qaeda leader killed and wherever. It's like, does this really matter? I mean, there's like a ton of them, apparently. They're like Baldwin brothers.
Well, what would you do if you didn't have to do one of these options, but you could just, you know,
if I had
whatever.
A time machine, do I get to come back in time, or can I not come back in time?
I think you can come back. I think it's just like, you know, you can only use the thing like, you know, let's say it's one round trip.
I would probably go back to 1890, probably.
So you'd be like Doc Brown.
Yeah, I always wish I would have been born in 1950 or 1875. I think that would have been better for me. So I'd like to go back in time and be like a robber baron, oil guy, like There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I'd you can, like, walk into a church or a hospital smoking, you know, and do whatever you want.
That's one thing I love on Battlestar Galactica is the doctor who's smoking all the time. If I could do only one place or, you know, whatever, I would go back to ancient Egypt.
I knew you were going to say that!
I would so love to live in Egypt, even if I was one of the poor bastards, like, working on the pyramids day in and day out. I don't know. I think it would have been an awesome place to be. So, there it is.
For the future.
Yeah. Future could be interesting. So, okay, here's a good one.
This is the last one, too.
Sega CDI, which it's not the Sega CDI, it's the Philips CDI.
Yep.
Would you make a portable one?
No.
But why not? It's such an amazing system. Wasn't there like a Zelda game for it or something?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the only non-Nintendo Zelda game or whatever.
It would be cool to make... I don't know. I did do that. What was it? Jaguar portable.
Oh, yeah.
It would be cool to do like some like ridiculous portables like that, but not the Philips CDI. So, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Well, wow, we easily did over an hour with that.
That's all right, though.
Those were some pretty good questions.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd really want to ride a dinosaur, though. I mean, what would you do? Maybe if you were like riding it and like racing people, or
oh yeah.
We're assuming the dinosaur is not going to eat you.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thought. I mean, otherwise, yeah, kill baby Hitler in a heartbeat. If, you know, you get to ride this dinosaur, then get eaten 5 minutes later, that's not very cool.
What if you could, like, take baby Hitler back in time and feed him to a dinosaur? He'd be like, Arch de Lima!
What if you could go back to that art school and tell the teacher, hey, you really need to encourage this guy and let him into art school and all that?
Oh, yes. Wasn't there a movie about that?
It's possible.
Like with John Cusack or something?
Hmm.
It's called Hitler Begins or something?
Oh, he was in some sort of Hitler movie, wasn't he? What the hell was that? I can't recall. Yeah, there was some sort of Nazi movie with Cusack in it, if I recall it correctly.
That Entertainment Weekly that you had, that had some pretty dumb lists in it. Like, they had like the worst of lists, and like Speed Racer kept popping up, but Love Guru was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, Love Guru was on neither of their lists.
Love Guru was
It's just an atrocity.
Speed Racer actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, Speed Racer would be nowhere near, like, the bottom of the barrel for me. I mean, it wasn't a great movie by any means, but it was fine. I mean,
we've seen a lot of shitty movies for Shitty Movie Night, which we should do again soon. But there's some where you just sit there and your mouth is just agape. You just cannot wonder why this was even made, and Love Guru is definitely one of those.
Yeah.
It's
god-awful.
Yeah, I wonder what their problem with Speed Racer was, because it was expensive?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw all this bile for it, and it's
Guess what? Tron is god-awful, but people don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would take Speed Racer over Tron in a heartbeat.
Oh, easily, any day.
Even though Tron has Jeff Bridges, he can't save that piece of shit.
Oh, don't worry, they're making another one for some reason.
Ugh. Maybe he can at least ride a Segway and smoke a cigar in it or something.
What were you going to say before that?
I don't know. Was I going to say something?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Okay, well, that was the
51st dates.
Your favorite movie, but yes. You wouldn't buy it on Blu-ray. You're going to buy that on Blu-ray someday. I just know it.
Well, I said I wouldn't drop $30 on it. Now, you know, if I can find it for like 10 or something, then, you know.
I still cannot find just Spider-Man 2 on Blu-ray. You had to buy the whole goddamn set of Spider-Man movies.
Have you looked on, like, eBay?
Yes, and it's always the set.
Yeah, I suppose nobody would split them up.
I think the absolute cheapest you could get the set for is, like, $40.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
The cheapest I've seen anywhere around here was, like, pre-played, and they had it for $55 used, which I thought was a little steep.
I mean, $40 might just be worth it for the best superhero movie ever made.
Oh, Christ. Ugh, I didn't realize Batman Begins was in that set.
Well, at least he didn't say The Dark Knight.
No, I think Batman Begins is superior.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but...
Well, you should.
I don't know how to disagree.
Remember,
with
I am smarter
with...
than you.
Oh, that's true.
Unless Ben edits that part out, I will forever have proof that he said that. I know you don't.
All right, well, we're going to let you go now, but maybe we'll do a video podcast soon, and thank you for your questions.
And thank you for smoking.
I have no reservations about putting that in the podcast.